on FM and DAB across Kent.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
This is KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1, Kieran Corr.
A man's appeared in court accused of murdering a police officer from Kent whose remains were found at a flat in London. The body of 59-year-old Gordon Semple was found in Southwark a week after he went missing. 49-year-old Stefano Breezy was arrested at the property, has been remanded in custody and is due to appear back in court on Wednesday.
KMFM News.
The Chancellor, George Osborne, is thought to be considering publishing his personal tax returns. The Prime Minister released some of his details over the weekend and will appear in the House of Commons to face MPs later as he announces a clampdown on tax cheats. But Chatham and Aylesford MP Tracy Crouch says there shouldn't be too much pressure upon senior figures.
If I were to publish my tax return, you'd see absolutely nothing of any interest in it because I don't own any shares, I don't have any dividends, I don't have any assets. The only tax I pay is the tax that I pay on what I earn. But, you know, I do think that we need to strike a balance as to what is acceptable to be published and what is private information.
A teenage boy is in a critical condition in hospital after falling from cliffs in Broadstairs. Emergency crews were called to Louisa Bay yesterday lunchtime where he was discovered with serious injuries. Police are looking into how it happened. An inquest into the death of a Maidstone man who died while taking part in his first triathlon is due to resume today. Paul Gallyhawk's body was found in Leybourne Lakes 2 days after he disappeared during the event last summer. When the inquest got underway in September, it was revealed the 34-year-old had epilepsy, which had played a part in his death. Nearly 5,000 jobs have been saved after Tata Steel agreed to sell its Long Products Europe business to UK-based investment firm Grable Capital. The deal is for its plant in Scunthorpe, two mills in Teesside and one in France, an engineering workshop in Cumbria and a design consultancy in York. Once it's complete, it will trade under the brand name British Steel. Paul McBean from the Community Union couldn't be happier.
Fantastic news. 2 years of hard work by Community Union and the other unions on site and the local management team to get where we are today, and I'm just smiling.
Dog walkers in a part of Maidstone are being warned to look out for venomous snakes. The land management company, who've been working at Firfield Quarry in Boughton-on-Chelsea, say an adder was recently spotted in the long grass. The snakes have a distinctive zigzag pattern and their venom can cause nausea, drowsiness and even kill. A Kent mum's calling for more research into autism so parents who suspect their child has it don't have to face the long wait for a diagnosis. Seven-year-old Samuel Wilson's family were told he had the condition aged three, around 18 months after they first became concerned about his behaviour and speech difficulties. His mum, Katie, from Tunbridge Wells, says it's the not knowing that makes it so difficult.
The build-up to a diagnosis is horrible. It's very uncertain. You don't really know what you're doing. You don't understand why your beautiful child is changing in front of you and you don't know what to do. What you really want is somebody, is a professional, to speak to you and to help you.
A teenager from Dartford who's already raised hundreds of thousands of pounds for charity has completed his latest mission. Jonjo Heumann has walked and cycled 450 miles from Germany to Wembley Stadium to mark the 50th anniversary of England winning the Football World Cup and raise funds for cancer research. Earlier this year, the 14-year-old was honoured by the Queen and his mum Donna says he's an inspiration.
I'm very proud of him. Sometimes very emotionally proud as well, because I just can't believe how far he's come and how determined he is and how much support he actually gives to people that are suffering from cancer too, because he has a lot of people that are suffering from the illness that actually follow his progress.
And the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge have been meeting young innovators in Mumbai as their week-long trip to India continues. Both he and Kate used a Braille typing machine to spell out the name of their son, George.
KMFM Sport.
In cricket, day two of Kent's opening championship game of the season has again been delayed. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Joe.
Well, the Spitfires have travelled to New Road to take on Worcestershire in Division 2. No play was possible yesterday because of a wet outfield and inspections just revealed there'll be no play before lunch. It's not yet known when it will get underway. Footballer Manchester United manager Louis van Gaal says they can still achieve a top four finish in the Premier League. They're still 4 points outside the Champions League places after going down 3-0 at Tottenham. Captain Wayne Rooney continues his comeback from injury by playing for the under-21s today, but Van Gaal doesn't yet know when he'll be back in the first team.
He's a great striker, but still, He has to show that if he already is in a certain shape. It's always like that. For every player is that.
And in ice hockey, the season is over for Kent's Invicta Dynamos. They failed to make the final of the playoffs after being held to a goalless draw by Whitenink Raiders in the second leg of their semi-final at the Ice Bowl in Gillingham last night. They'd already lost the first leg 7-2.
That's the latest. Next update at 2.